Blog Talk Radio.
Kuvvet-i Şeytan-Racim, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Eşhedü la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü la Muhammeden Resulullah. Oh, he went off.
The what?
Oh. Yeah. He said, we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah, is the seal of the prophets. We are here because we are here tonight on the blessed Ramadan. May Allah continue to bless our Ramadan and today can come down with the 29, 30 days of the fast. It's running. And so we thank Allah for Ramadan and thank Him for all the good He has given us. And we show appreciation for everything that Allah has done for us. And that is a blessing. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station calling the people back again to the wonders of God. The God is one and one and alone. He lives, He never dies. There's nothing in His creation that we can match. Saying God. God is bigger than anything. Allah is bigger than anything that we can imagine. So we're on this Blog Talk Radio station. We like to start off with a prayer, our opening prayer. Our Father, how means to open. We open our talk up, which we said in the Arabic language, and then we said in the English translation. Who will they say, Tom, right? This is Allah, right? Man of Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight in the name of Allah, man of Rahim. Man, he only did. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We seek protection with Allah from Satan and rejected enemy, the outcast. With the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship and thy age we see. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I need so we like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. The best of the green is Aisha Namalekum, and only may God keep me under you, and that's obligated to one who gives green to keep the peace, and the one who receives the green to also work together and keep the peace. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God, that God is one, that humanity is one, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is and still always be the last and the seal of the prophets. And we bear witness that He is the seal of the prophets. Christ Jesus spoke about this one coming in the last days and lead us in all truth. And Prophet Muhammad came 600 years after Christ, bringing us this truth that only one God, and He is the He is all of the prophets, a servant of God, and he is the last of the servant or prophet that come to prophet. Everything has been prophesied, eat, dry, and everything has been dealt with in this human life, and all the information that deal with human life coming from the Quran, coming from the final revelation, were given to Prophet Muhammad to give to us. So the world can have a light, can have true light, and a light that they can live by, and everybody can be happy. They join their life. So we here will fight again in the cause, the oneness of God. We see that there's only that Satan, we say we know that Satan, but we care very little about Satan because Satan do not have any power, but the only power Satan have is what the human being gives him. And the human beings or the jinn will give him no power. He will not have any power. So truth stand out clear for falsehood, and truth turn the light on falsehood, and by the falsehood's very nature, it perish when truth comes. And we have the truth here in Al-Quran. We thank Allah for Muhammad. We thank him for Imam Wajidin Muhammad, who brought us all this information about the Ramadan fast, about Prophet Muhammad, about where the supposed to be here, the Shahadatain and his El-Islam and not Islam. He brought us. We thank him for bringing us all this good information that purifies us and makes us better and make us see better, make us understand the world a lot better than we live in. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight again on the Bob Talk radio station. Find people to join us and help us get rid of this image so all men can see themselves as human beings, and that's what God intends for us to do. And for us to be the real human beings, we all have to submit our will and give our will up and submit our will, man and woman, to do the will of the one who created it. And that's Almighty God, Allah. Allah said he made the human being, and the human being, we're all of the children of Adam. We are not the children of God. Jesus was the child of Mary's mother, not God. God don't have no children. God made creation, created creation. And all the creation that we see, that we know, we don't know, all belong to the one creator. And we all, once the heart and start beating on this side, we go to the other side and the heart start all over again, taking, being human. This is the blessing of Allah. Second, called the resurrection. We'll be resurrected in the presence of our Lord, willingly, unwillingly. We want to be willingly, and we want to be rightly when we do that. We know God said he made heaven and hell, and we know hell is real. And we don't want to go to hell, and don't want nobody else to go to hell. So we invite everybody to this way of life, the best life, and that's the life of a Muslim. Excuse me, I have a slight cold. So we're here tonight. We got other brothers in the queue, and I'm going to bring one up. I see his hand up. I'm going to bring Brother Sujab and let him join this talk. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujab Muhammad.
Walaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. I got it, brother. You can rest a little bit. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, there is only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And praise be to Allah, we are going to continue what I started the other day with, and that is dealing with racism in religion. Racism in religion, and I'm just passing it on to you from our leader, Imam Warithi Muhammad. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Imam Warithi Muhammad said, maybe you are ready to see another side of your insanity. A Christian that goes to church and look at a Caucasian Jesus and at Caucasian angels and say this is his religion, he or she is not a Caucasian, is a crazy person. Let me repeat that. Anytime a religion goes to a church and gives reverence to a Caucasian image and to Caucasian angels in America, he or she is crazy. You might say, oh man, we can't bring racism in religion. Racism is in religion. Whenever a person gives you their image to worship, racism is in that religion. But you haven't got the sense to see it. You say, oh, to each his own. The Muslim ought to have the freedom to worship as they want. And Christian ought to have the freedom to worship as they want. If my Christian Belagian peoples are going to worship the image of another race, then that's not what I would accept. I wouldn't accept that because it's given life, it's given a long life and future existence to slavery. As fast as my people can get it out, it is establishing in them the worship of another people. It is causing my people without their knowledge to reject themselves. I'm going to continue on. And this subject right here is white heaven, black heaven. White heaven. Black heaven. It's a question. White heaven, black heaven. There isn't any religion fit to preach in this country but our religion. When you say our religion, it's talking about Islam. Their religion isn't fit to preach in this country unless they take racism out of it. Even though it wouldn't be the right religion, it will be something that we can tolerate. We can't even tolerate a religion that promotes, serves, and feeds strength into white superiority and reduces and retard our life. We can't accept that. The time is out for that. Allah has brought the spirit of death on the so-called Christian life of this country. There just isn't any hope in it. I want you to follow me and tell these people, make them know their sin. They have been committing the worst sin that ever could have been committed against the people with their Caucasian images. And they have been getting by with it. People have been treating it like it was no crime at all. Tell them, look, you all have had 300 years to put a white heaven in our mind. It is our turn now. Are you ready for us to put a black heaven in your mind? Do you know what these people would do before they allow that? They will go to physical war. They will shed blood in this country before they allow black images to be established in their lives as images of divine. Not even the so-called white liberal will accept that. The only one that will accept that is just an insane lunatic. That is the only kind of fool that would accept that somebody established their image in his life as a savior and deliverer, God in the flesh. Imam Wahbi Muhammad, the next subject, the name of it is Death Blow. Imam said, I asked the question, and I will ask it over and over again. And I am going to keep asking it until the Caucasian racist subliminal image is removed from our society. What do you think would happen to the minds of Caucasians if they was put under a black-skinned, nappy-haired, nappy beard, blunt nose, heavy lip, black image, and to go in their churches every Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, and see that image when they walk in the door? What would happen to their mind if they had to sing songs and dance and say, thank you, Jesus, looking at that image. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Here I come, Jesus. Here I come, Jesus. I'm coming, Jesus. Take me, Jesus. Jesus the friend. Jesus the redeemer. What do you think would happen to their little children in 200 or 300 years? Ask them the question, what do you think would happen to your children if they had to come before the typical image of a Beladian and identify and see their image as the son of the Almighty God who walked the earth and paid the price for the sins of men, and who is the only doorway to his Father? How would you like to walk through our doorway, Mr. and Mrs. and your babies? How would you like to come through my typical Beladian image to get to the Father? This is what we should ask them. Ask them this question. And watch them swivel up. Watch them swivel up like a leaf on the match flame. And I mean a dry leaf. You'll catch them swiveling up. It hit them like a death blow. But you say, oh, I'm going to hold on to Jesus. I don't care what the Muhammadan man say. You just hang around here a little longer. Break the grip. That's Imam's next subject. The grip. You ask, well, what can we do about it, Chief? Anytime you can get together to boycott and demonstrate for jobs, for a seat on a bus, for the opportunity to sit in a school with Caucasians, you can get out there and boycott, if necessary, until we get all of those Caucasian images of divine out of our neighborhood. What justification is there for one people to give me God in their image. They say, oh, he is not God. He's the Son of God. But he is not a human being like me. Why should I look at an image that look like you and see it as Superman? That makes me think that I'm not Superman or superhuman. You're superhuman. Even though you in your white flesh do not claim the same divinity that Jesus claimed, your flesh is like his. When I see your flesh, I see the likeness of his flesh. So maybe you are not Jesus, but you are in his likeness more than I am in his likeness. Is that right or wrong? So stop the argument right here. If it doesn't make any difference, put him in my image and not just in my house. You have got your image in my house. I want the black image in all of your church's house, all your Christian houses. If you want to get rid of this slavery that has been put in your life and that controlling your life, follow me all the way. You will break the grip that they have on your brain and on your soul. Allahu Akbar. So I'm trying to catch you up with some of the teaching that was given to me and other brothers and sisters. I'm passing it on to you. And when you hear this and when you listen to this, what we're asking for you to do is just think. And analyze it. We're not asking you or telling you that you got to become a Muslim. We're telling you what Christ said. Know ye the truth. We're telling you the truth. Because he said that it will set you free. So if my aim and object is not to make you Muslim, but to set you free, why should you be against that? Why is it that you don't want to be free? Why is it that you want to fight me or any other brothers or sisters that bring you this inner truth? And every bit of it would help you, and it would keep your children, your wife, from being psychologically put into slavery and oppression. I'm not the only one saying this. The imam is not the only one saying this. We had over 500 psychologists said that as soon as your children see that white image up there as the Son of God or as God, instantly it makes them psychologically inferior. Instantly. But you want to stand up and fight against something that going to set you free. What do that say? What do that tell the world? What do that tell Caucasian? How you think Caucasian look at you? Fighting to keep his image before you. How you think Caucasians look at you? What do you think they think about you? Here's a man and his people done put you in slavery And here you doing everything you can against a person that's trying to help you, trying to make sure that you come out of slavery. He sees you trying to fight that person. You fighting the person harder than he is. You act like your image is up there. And we ask the question, what do you think would happen if we would put your image up there? I guarantee you he would fight you. So, brothers and sisters, that's what time it is. It's time for us to know the truth. It's time for us to stand up and take on responsibility. You can't want to know the truth and don't want no responsibility. That's what truth is, responsibility. That's what time it is. Allah got all the big ones busy. They busy right now. Walls and rumors of walls. Big ships and ships, running into bridges and knocking the bridge down. People's murdering each other. Dropping bombs on innocent children, innocent old folks. Dropping bombs on properties, destroying properties. And we sit up and look at President Biden where he hugging the man that's doing it and saying that I'm behind you. I'm going to support you. And nobody say nothing. Same thing about the Ukraine. We giving them billions of dollars. And what makes it so bad is our own tax money. How you think we feel? What you think we should do? God is helping us, brothers and sisters. What we going to do, we going to start establishing businesses. That's how we fight. You're going to have to take care of your own sin, your own wrong. We're going to establish business. We're going to do everything in our power to support each other. We're going to get America in shape because we know if America falls in either one of y'all hands, that's Biden or Trump, America's going down. We're not going to take it down. You all going to take it down. It's already going down. The people is leaving the church. I was watching television the other day, and here's a preacher, a pastor, read the Holy Quran and accepted Islam. And he said that he took 9 pastors with him. A preacher, Christian preacher. And there was another case where a Christian preacher accepted Islam and he had a congregation of at least 1,500 people And they went with him. They accepted Islam with him. She accepted the Shahadatain. That's the making the covenant. That you bear witness that I bear witness that Allah is God and Prophet Muhammad is his messenger, the seal of the Prophet. And the man was making hard. This on television. African-American preacher. Tears was coming to his eyes. They showed on television a group of Caucasians, and they was being interviewed at different times, telling us about how they feel and how relaxed they are because they became a Muslim. So they got more confidence. Why do you think the imam talking the way that he talking? Talking about breaking the grip. A death blow. White heaven, black heaven. Why you think the imam talking the way that he's talking? And racism in religion. He talking the way that he's talking, brothers and sisters, so you can take a step to free yourself. That's love that he talking. He talking love talk to you. So brothers and sisters, you know, we thank God, we thank Allah passing this responsibility on to us. And we thank God for giving us the freedom to be able to stand up and deal with this. And we pray. We pray that God bless the listeners where they make a move or take a step for freedom. And after they get freedom, they pass it on to the brothers and sisters and their children. We came to you in peace and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Well, look at the land. Alhamdulillah. Long way, boss. Thank you. It's beautiful.
That's
right. So Allah said the first going to be the first gonna be last, and the last gonna be first, and it comes
right
back around. People
that's right.
That didn't do exactly what they should have done, and lots of people have lost their life because of that. But a lot of people come to the reality that they were one truth, and the religion to follow is the religion of decent-minded people. So that's what we got, decent-minded people.
Yes,
we thank Allah. Praise be to Allah, Lord and Chairman of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day and the day in which we all live. We thank Allah for giving us opportunity. And that's what LHR represents, an opportunity to get your life back the way it should be. Because the other life that we, all official life coming from artificial sources, people who didn't care about us, and they have, and their history speaks for themselves. They don't mean to be like that, but if you tell people God came in your image, you think that that's your image hanging on that cross, and you deceive yourself by thinking you better than somebody else. That's what Satan's job is to do, is to make one say, I'm better than the other.
Right.
No, we're human beings. We're created for a test. And failing the test is to say that you are better than the other person that the Creator himself created. And you're trying to harm or destroy or make that life for that other human being because he don't look like you. You're not in that false image of God, harmful for you. And that's what we live in America. We live under the great Satan idea. And it's everywhere. It's in the police department. It's in the Congress. It's wherever you find people who trying to make a difference in the world, you'll find that problem of racism in religion, in the neighborhood, in the businesses. It's in the sports. Whenever you look at, you find racism, and it's coming from that false image of God.
There you go.
Satan himself. Yeah. It's something put together by Satan himself. But the people that also give opportunity, they're waking up. And those who want to wake up want to be right. And I don't care how bad a person is, or how no good he is. Once he hears his truth, and once he hears his truth, and his heart changed, he can never go back to something that he done sold up or he done got rid of, that he done let go. Who wants to live the kind of filthy life that this world has offered you? A life that's surely going to get you into a fire here and a fire there. I mean, it's a confusion. Ain't nothing but fire. Weak ideas and wrong thinking. Ain't nothing but fire in the star. That's all it is. So God says, stay away from Satan. He's your open enemy. He wants you to go to the fire. Every time we get one to go to the fire, he boasts to God that one didn't believe you, God. He believed me. And now you have to put him in the fire. And what he wants. But he can only make a suggestion. He can't make you do nothing. He can't knock on your door when you ain't got the right to not open the door. He can't come in unless you let him in. You let him in through the TV, the music, or any other device that you should be coming to your speaker. You're gonna find yourself in a whole lot of trouble. So we tell hope they say something like this. It's really about the other one. I said to rely, he law, said to rely to Muhammad al-Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. He is the one that Esau, or you call Jesus, spoke about coming in the Bible. He said he had to get out of here, he had to go away, and all of this one come to lead to it all too. He said that he was in the world, and the world knew him not. And I don't know why these Christians would tell you, I know Jesus. And Jesus said he was in the world, and the world knew him not. But they'll tell you, man, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. Jesus, my best friend, and all that. Lie. And when you look at their life, you can't find Jesus no way in it. So the truth is on the scene today. As Jesus said it, know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. We have that truth. We have that truth in the Al-Quran. We can show you the truth in the Bible coming from the Al-Quran. The Bible is a good book, but it got to be interpreted because man had went in it and took things out of the original place. Most of the things, he left some things in place and took many things out. We are not born in the image of God. Born in the image of God is a hell raiser. Born in the image of God is tell lies, steal, bring about confusion. You hide the world. You are in the image of God. You're not in the best behavior of a human being that's supposed to be following God. So we're here tonight on this Brought Talk radio station, making it perfectly clear there will never be anybody, no one, deserve our worship beside the one God. That's clear. We don't want racism. We want to get rid of racism. We know racism should be a dead dog because by its very nature, it's against what the Creator wants us to live by. Allah wants us to live by one, being one and alone, that we one with each other, that we kind to each other. We a good family. We don't steal. We don't lie. We don't kill. God wants us to live by that. But in order for us to get rid of it, we have to tell the truth. We have to get rid of the lies, all of them. Fold up. Ain't no superior people on this earth. The Caucasian man, he's our brother, but he's a hijacker. He's a killer. He's a murderer. He's a killer of truth. He don't mean to be like that, but when you get when you bury yourself under all the lies that this world have given you, that put you on top of the world, then what I'm saying to you makes sense. And the only way out of that, you have to turn yourself back to the Creator and submit your will to do the will of God. You won't become weak. You'll become strong. You'll become the best. You won't become the less. And that's the only way I see that you can come up in this world. Because like Sujata mentioned, virus. Hugging Sharon, whatever his evil name is, he's hugging it, man. And the United States, they voted for the ceasefire. United States, only one didn't vote at all, sustained. And they call itself a country for freedom, justice, and equality. And say, go with evil Israel, who stole them people land and with the help of the United States allowed them, then we have to speak truth to power. We can't dance around the lies. Brother Imam Rashid Rachel with the Sister Imam of Atlanta Matthew of Sudamon, it's just me, man. Excuse me. Got a little cold. So he said they went out on a journey with a bunch of Caucasian fixed group, Christian and Muslim, and went out on the with them, and they went to a different town, and then when the time to talk about the world affair like Israel, they don't mind you talking about the Palestinians, but they don't want you to say nothing about Israel. So he made that clear. He made that clear that there's no balance. Wrong is wrong. I don't care what religion you in. If you can't speak the truth or speak about the evil,
that going on, then your religion is not having an effect on me, have any effect in the world on making things better. Religion is the only method to stop man from slaughtering himself. True religion. False religion cannot help man be a man. He can only make man justify the evil that he has took on. He can justify evil because of the wrong religion. True religion is what Allah, what the Creator said must be done. And that thou shalt not kill. How can you see women and babies killed and then blame Haman, and you don't even know who Haman is? Only thing you say, Haman attacked Israel. Who is Haman? Who named him Haman? How did they begin? What is the root of Haman? Huh? Palestinian people didn't have no sense over Haman. And if you got any common sense at all, flea can get into Israel. A fly can get in without being noticed. Them people have so much security. And for Haman to get in there, it had to be the people on top that let that happen. Come in and kidnap the people and kill the people up. Don't you see something phony? It's just like the World Trade Center. How do a building blow down? When something blow, it blows up. It don't blow down. But the building was blown down. When you start questioning things and start going with the real reality, you see all the lies that this world has added to the problem. Man make these problems. And God is the one who solved the problem. And the solving of the problem is supposed to be, and is in there, it's supposed to be in religion. We know it's in there, it's not. But Satan done talk so bad about Ellis Long. Even the good people looking at Ellis Long, and they looking at the lies that these other people are bringing about. Well, how can you go to a place of worship? That's the dance. And now they got, in some churches, one or two churches, they got the bar that the women dance around in the club in the bar in the church. Really. And they got women going to church, me and the little boys going to church. That's the dance. Called the holy dance. You can't see Satan in that? Allah is knowledge and understanding. You can't understand that. So we come with the truth. And we hope to help the world. We bite Caucasian, Japanese, Mexican, bite everybody this way. And they can't say they want to bite. That's how the judgment starts. Bite the people to this way of life. And they have the right to say no. But they better take up a lifestyle that Almighty God, Allah, will be pleased with. If they fail to do that, it won't be our fault. It'd be the old them. But we had to bite all to the right way. That is right. And the good people gonna come, no matter what they are. Because once the people realize that there's no true color of black or true white, ain't no white people, black. We call ourselves that, trying to identify ourselves. But Allah said he identified us as Muslims.
We tried to try. We had many names. We had Negro, colored people. All these names were put on us. And then we chose a dignified name, Malalian, and African American didn't want that. They didn't want to deal with that name. So no matter what you bring of common sense, that some people have trained themselves never to accept nothing but what their father brought to them. Even their father was a manifest heir. They won't accept what their father brought. Excuse me. So this cold is coming out. I hope Sujata broke his fast. I broke mine and made my prayer. And so if he don't come back, back in the queue, and like to have him back, he's been bringing us some Bush topics that he may have Waters D. Muhammad gave us. He brought to us. And those topics, we're going to, when we hear the topics of what the man brought to us about that image, he spoke it yesterday. So clear, right to the point. So this is who we have. I was on the Craig Committee. In the Craig Committee, we went out and protested the image in front of the churches. Today, many of those churches don't have any image. And those that do, and some people die hard. They rather die hard than to move that image. But to get them to accept a black image, they'll go to war. But they wanted to accept this false Caucasian image because it's definitely white. If there had been some white people, like I said, like you may have said, there had been some white people, we never had slavery. The word white means pure. If there had been some pure people on this earth, we would have enjoyed meeting them. But since we ain't met none, we can't enjoy meeting what we ain't met because there ain't never been none. If there had been some, we'd be in a great world because this is supposed to be the land of the Caucasians who call themselves white. And everything, we see them with white sheets on, calling themselves Ku Klux Klan. We see the words come out of them calling themselves white. But we ain't seen too much good come from them. So we said, come on back, brother, and get in the ranks. And let's work to make this world a better world living, because many of you have messed this world up. You have the records of the only people in the world that have ever dropped an atom bomb, a atomic bomb on people, on the Chinese people. The only one got that record. The only one got the record of chattel slavery, where you worked up, beat up for 400 years, and then pay up. You the only one got that record. And the only way you clear that record up is to bend your will to the will of God. For Allah says he's often given and most merciful. And they're going to take an offer to give most merciful God to forgive you what you did to the human family, part of the human family. You know, Allah loved, he said he loved those who do right. That was wronger than a left-hand shoe. Two left-hand shoes. So, we're going to work on changing this. Brother Suja, are you back yet? Brother Suja. Yeah.
So as soon as you get back to God, they make them know it. And you know you're back. It's a great day. It's a great day. Believe me, it's a great day. Well, when they get back home, we all going to get sick. Allah said we all going to have a taste of death. Being sick is a taste of death. So, praise the be to Allah and get it well from the cold. So when you get back, all you got to do is make some noise. Thank you for the reason that you bring about. You know. I have something I want to read. I want to read on the word black. He said, black, very dark in color. He said, depression, cheerless, darkness, the absence of light, and blue. Said this color skin caused by birth. He got all kind of things on black, blackballing, black belt, blackberry, blackbird, blackboard, black box, black eyes, Susan, black eyes, Susan, black head, black jack, black light, black magic, black mall, black mail, black market, black Muslim, which we never call ourselves a black Muslim. You never come. Black out, black power, black sea, black sheep, black smith, black top, black widow. All these blacks. And those blacks that I this name can represent any person. Any person. Blackmail somebody, threaten them with some knowledge you might have of them, and to change, and to get over on them, to blackmail them. You tell me you pay me so much money, and I won't tell you why. I won't tell the government you ain't paid your taxes. All this black men. So, alhamdulillah, be a human being. And this is what Allah said he made. He created us from Adam. And said he breathed in us his spirit. And we became a living creature. So all praise is due to Allah. Two dogs, you back?
Yeah,
but
he's on the
way back. He's on the way back.
Mm-hmm. he had a close to sun because it's only hot. I got to get around the sun. Hey, gravy. You can carry too. You have to put him on the side of this side. It's a whole bowl.
Yeah, I'm back. Crazy to be doing well.
It was crazy.
All right, bro. Suzo, have you shown back up? Well, it we know just by the end of 30 more minutes, so. Suja.
You want some water drink on the table?
Mm-mm.
A
it's me flushing out. Hmm. Let's see. Go
ahead and get the mail. I'm back. Said that prayer. If you got to say yours, I got
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. I said, man, you got it.
Alhamdulillah.
How's it up?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I'd like to testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah, God's servant. He was a human being, just like you and I. He didn't have superpower, you know. He's not the children of God, you see. And our religion, we try to keep everything in the places. You know, we don't go with Lord with our religion. You know, we make the individual in Islam responsible for their own action because each individual is going to have to go before Allah.
You mean I ain't a child of God?
No, indeed. You're a child of, you know, you're a child of your mother and father. And we all came from Adam. We all came from
what?
Adam. Yes. And your image is not the image of God. No, indeed. So we had to be made clear of that and let our Christian brothers and sisters know the truth because we love them. That they done messed up this world. They don't let Satan creep into their religion and mess up this world. We got the Unitarians among the Christians that kept the truth. They kept the truth. They didn't let nobody come into the religion and change their religion. You know, they still established the reality that Jesus is God's servant, that Jesus prayed to God, that Jesus is a servant of God. They established the reality that we can follow Jesus. Common sense tell you you can't follow a man that has superpower. You can't follow him, and if you can't follow him, then you got a charge against God. You can tell God, well, look here, you send me that leader, Jesus, but I couldn't follow him. You see? So I see why they want to tell that lie that he died for our sin. Because they knew we were going to sin and we didn't have no hope. So he wanted to be seen as the hope for humanity. He died. He came here to die for our sins. Brothers and sisters, we are responsible for our action. You have to tell your children that. After you get a certain age, they're responsible for their action. And you have some of our children want to blame the parent. You know. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, when you hear the truth and you know the truth, you're responsible for that truth. And our book said that when you hear the truth, you know it's the truth. You know the truth. You accept a lie because you want to accept it. You believe in a lie because you want to believe in it. It's gonna give you the freedom that you should be disciplining yourself, but it's gonna give you a freedom that you don't need. I just like to deal with racism and religion. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we're about. Imam Waridi Muhammad gave us a subject. It's called Superiority and Inferiority Complexes. Superiority and Inferiority Complexes. Complexes. That's plural. Imam said, with or without your help, we're going to sweep from our communities the image of divine in Caucasian form. We're going to get that out of our community. We're going to sweep it out. those churches that are in our community that have the Caucasian image of God in the flesh on their walls are going to have to put them out. If I don't get your help, I'm going out by myself. I'm telling you, I'll go out by myself. I'll draw a sign at home, and I'll take it to the church by myself. And I'll demand that they take this dehumanizing, crippling image out of our community. They'll do it. Believe me, they will do it. When they meet face to face with the reality of what is being done, not only to our children, but to their children also, they will do it. Look, what it is doing to the Caucasian children. It's keeping them with a false idea of themselves. They can never really live their own life, their own human life, because they are made unnatural by that false kind of association they have with Jesus on the cross. When that white baby goes to church and look at the Jesus looking like him and see the black baby sitting next to him on the pew, do you know what he thinks? Jesus don't look like him. Jesus look like me. So what is that going to do? What is that doing to that Caucasian mind? That raising him up to be a white supreme. A white supremacist. And what is it doing to the little Belladian or to the little black brother's mind? It is raising him up to have inferiority complexes. Take that damn thing out of your neighborhood. And the man usually don't talk like that. But I remember when he said that.
Repeat what he said.
Take that damn thing out of your neighborhood. Tell the African man,
like
take that damn thing out of your neighborhood.
Right.
That image of a Caucasian.
Take that damn thing out. That's right.
Yes, sir. And see that right there. It's so obvious that you get tired of hearing people make up something for it. You get tired of trying to compromise or try to explain that this ain't real. That God don't have no children. God don't have no son. You done made God into a man. If you say he had a son, then the woman birthed a human being. You got to take that thing out of your community. And he's serious. He's saying that if you don't do it, he'll go home and draw up a get him a big piece of paper and draw a protest on that paper and go out there and protest himself and go to the church. He said, I'll draw up a sign at home, and I will take it to the church by myself, and I will demand that they take that dehumanizing, crippling image out of our community. So we understood what the imam said, and so we went into all the churches. I don't know whether that was all of them because that was Chicago. We went in a whole lot of them. So we got to know when somebody is trying to help you. You don't fight the hand that feeds you. We want the truth. Be the main point of object. For us, we want truth. The Christian wants truth. The Quran said when the Christian hear the truth, he said tears come to their eyes. They want the truth. And we as Muslims, we want the truth. We're not going to allow false worship to have peace. This means all this confusion is going on, you know, because Satan knows that the truth is coming out, the light is being turned on, so he got to confuse you. He got to confuse the people. They pushing hard as ever right now to make the people's believe stronger in Christianity. They pushing. He got two brothers on come on television, but they so ignorant. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Who was the brother? Who was the brother?
I can't think of their name, and I'm sorry. I need to write their name now. One brother got a beard, and the other brother's kind of young brother. You know, he have his eyes all booked and act like he always excited. And just lying.
What is
just
that? Just seeing
people drive it. Huh?
Where was it?
It's on YouTube. I look posted as YouTube.
It's on
YouTube, and it's in their city. I can't tell you. I don't forget what city they live in, but it's on YouTube. They own there, brother. And this brother on there and act like he know what he's talking about. And act like he's sincere and that he loves Jesus. And giving the people nothing but lies. And they paying him, brother. Every time they come on there, you got a different suit. The young brother, he just dressed plain, you know, and looked foolish. But he tried to give you facts and try to interpret to you, you know, the scriptures. And he kind of showed what other people standing up against, maybe they can get it wrong in the Bible. He kind of show where they don't have the right understanding that they are wrong, and they're trying to fight Jennings. They kind of really fight Jennings. Jennings wound up being the biggest devil though, because he got everybody fooled. Jennings said Jesus ain't He ain't God. Then he turned around and said that he is God. He said that these pictures right here is not Jesus. These are not Jesus. He got it real confused. He got some real confusion going. And if a person don't understand the scripture and study the scripture, you would think that he knows the Bible. He don't know the Bible. He know how to twist it. Before he present the truth, he not presenting the truth.
Yeah, he just like that a karate, just like a judo man. He direct you to where he wants you to go. You throw a punch, he directs the punch.
That's what I'm talking about, Gino.
Yeah, he know how to direct that punch. He know what's in you and what you supposed to be about. So he played with that. He played on the line of that.
Yeah, played on what you already know about selling
women.
You. He know more about it than you do.
Yeah.
He have more knowledge of it, and you can bring anybody that you want to him, and he say, I'll whoop him with this Bible. And they send up there just eating it. They eating it, but he can look out for punishment.
Yeah, he said exactly.
T.D. Jakes' church is empty.
T.D. Jakes said what now?
T.D. Jake, his church is empty now.
Yeah.
He's what?
Yep.
He used to have thousands of people in the church.
Yeah, because he
the church was empty. And Diddy, they got Diddy on the TV right now for they charged him with sex trafficking from his home.
Diddy.
I mean, Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy.
They raided his house.
You got it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they raided his house.
Yeah.
His jet to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And they found his jet. Yeah, they own it.
They own it.
When you mess up with long you in the dark and you keep yourself in the dark, then don't come to the light. They ain't gonna bother you, but he don't come to the light, so he ain't got no protection now. He ain't coming to him.
Exactly. They gotta show that they got more light than he got.
Yeah, they gonna come at him.
They gonna
come in messing with them preachers and stuff like that, and that's what brought him down. Come out in the light.
Yes, sir.
No, and the people he was making stars and the people that he promised to make them millions of dollars, they did everything. They were doing things he asked them to do. Them young boys, them young girls were doing things. We know Hollywood was like that. When you find our people being like that, I mean, now I say our people, our people. When we find people that look like us, that was in them all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's what time is.
Wayne, who's a basketball player, and he let his son change his sex.
You talking about
Smith. He was a good basketball, and their name Wayne. They went to the finals. I mean, won the championship. But he married a movie star. He called him kissing, and he found out he's homosexual.
Stuff for love. A lot of Brazilians them truckers too.
Yeah, one you talking about, the one that Wayne, they called him. The guy told on him. He's in the bed, and the guy was wailing on him, man. He was hollering and going on. So Will Smith, he was hollering. I know they got him too. He him and his wife left him. His son moving out. His son moving out of his house. And I don't know what he's funny or not. His son's going to move out of the house. And we know that Magic Johnson's son, he done turned full. He done but drag.
Oh, yeah. He always have been gay.
Yeah, Matt Johnson.
But you know, Will Smith was on television, and he was complimenting the Koran. He was amazed. When he read that Koran, it was an impact on him.
Yeah,
Will Smith. This is just lately now.
And then Washington said he gonna have nothing to do with none of
Well, I'm just
he on
it's the same.
What scripture speak about the fallen angels? Fallen angels. They falling too.
Yeah, they falling, brother. They definitely falling. They ain't got nothing to hide.
Is it all out in the open?
It's all out in the open.
They want to get some on Geno, but he speak the surface of the Bible that he makes sense.
I'm saying that he slick, and that he saying that one thing about Jesus, then he turn around, now he's saying Jesus is God.
But he was saying that
he said that the Holy Spirit is God.
No, he ain't been caught like that.
Yeah, he can prove. He said he can prove that Jesus is God.
Yeah.
So did you say he was sex trafficking?
Huh?
Did you say Geno Jenkins was sex trafficking?
Did it?
Oh, he said that.
Okay. That's what he was doing at his home.
Mm-hmm.
He was sex trafficking with a whole lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
Who were that?
Geno Jenkins.
No, I said Pup Daddy.
Pup Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Pup Daddy, the one that you say you saw on television where they raided his house.
They raided his house?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. His name is Diddy. They call him
Diddy.
His name is Gene Kahn or something like that.
Yeah.
But they call him Diddy and call him Puff Daddy.
Beyonce, he been exposed.
What?
Yeah, he been exposed.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's been seeing him, man. Man. He went down there, all that money. His wife got more money than him.
Yeah, They said that he was pimping her. He had her out selling her body to the rich entertainers.
Really?
That's what they said.
Yes, shame. Yes. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame on you. What was
that you guys talking about?
Beyonce, husband.
Oh.
They said he was pimping her.
Mm-hmm.
Because 50 Cent said he had, you know, 50 Cent was
really?
Yeah, bunch of, he may have told us a sex pool, that's all it is.
Same, that's the same for life. Look here, it's closing up time. So we can eat. I haven't started eating yet.
Well, you will close with that one. Don't get out of here.
I sure will. Yes, sir. Aoudu Blehi Mena Shaitan Rajin, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thou wrath is brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
Well, I mean.
Now, they did a good job on the reading this morning. Every one of them said, "A'udhu Blehi Mina Shaitan Rajim." They didn't change it.
Yeah, long way,
you know, usually when they got one, they had to change it, and then it starts playing that partner thing. You know, I support that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say that.
Who reads tomorrow, you know?
Okay, now you see. That was the fourth. They're going back to the first one.
Oh, the Edward.
Today was the fourth group. Now they're going back to the first one. Fourth group is the last group, and they're going to start back over again, so they're going to the first group.
Benjamin.
That's tomorrow.
And Benjamin do not, he said it when pressure's on it.
Benjamin do what?
He get around and don't say A'udhu Blehi Mina Shaitan Rajim.
Yeah.
But he was forced to say it. And what's his name? Glenn don't say it at all. It's a shame. But he not getting away with it. Allah got it.
Okay.
Allah got it.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody thinks that everybody praising him, and they're going to get caught off in that trap. So,
yeah.
Under the law.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
You guys
that's real. Along with Egba.
Along with
Egba. I just want to know.
What do you guys say?